In Baltimore, the murder of an on-duty police detective last week has raised new questions about an ongoing federal corruption case involving police officers in two cities. Veteran Baltimore detective Sean Suter was shot in the head last Wednesday after confronting a man he saw acting suspiciously. Here's Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis in a press conference on Thursday.
We remain dedicated and committed to finding the person who ended such a beautiful life, such a wonderful detective, husband, father, and friend. We will find the person responsible for this ridiculous, absurd, unnecessary loss of life.
The shooter has not yet been found. Meanwhile, the timing of the murder is suspicious. Suter died the day before he was set to testify before a federal grand jury investigating the same task force involved in the corruption trial. Justin Fenton is a reporter for the Baltimore Sun covering the Baltimore Police Department. Justin, welcome back to The Takeaway. First, remind people of the corruption investigation into former members of the gun task force. What are they being investigated for?
Earlier this year, seven members of an elite gun task force in the Baltimore Police Department were charged in a racketeering indictment. They're accused of robbing citizens, falsifying police reports, and earning fraudulent overtime. Subsequent to that, a former member of the squad has been indicted, and an officer from Philadelphia who used to work here has been accused of conspiring with them to resell drugs that were seized.
So it's a wide-ranging case. You were on the program last week talking about the scope of this investigation. Justin, what was Detective Suter's role in all this, or at least his connection to it, that had him testifying?
Yeah, it was sort of a stunning combination of events. On one hand, you have this corruption scandal that is one of the biggest in the department's history, and then Detective Suter's killing is the first killing of an on-duty officer here in 10 years. The day before Thanksgiving, the police commissioner confirmed something that had been out in the community for a few days, which was that Detective Suter was scheduled to testify before a federal grand jury investigating that squad of officers. It's not entirely clear what he was going to testify to. We have connected it to a case from 2010 where he was working with one of the indicted officers, and they spotted somebody, boxed that person in with their vehicles, gave chase. The fleeing person, you know, hit a car and killed an 87-year-old man, and that person who fled was arrested for drugs and is spending 15 years in federal prison. So we're waiting for more details to come out about what exactly the detective's role in this was, but we do know that in police reports from that incident, he was reported as having found the drugs.
So apparently Detective Suter set to testify in a grand jury case dating back from 2010, which may be connected to the corruption trial going on right now.
Yeah, what we found was a case from 2010. He was scheduled to testify about that case. What exactly he was going to testify to is unclear.
And Justin, just to be clear, have police managed to connect Detective Suter's murder to the case in question?
So even though there's so much that is unknown about this case at this point, we're entering 2 weeks without an arrest, without even a suspect identified. They're trying to distance this killing from that case. They're saying that they believe from what they do know that the killing was spontaneous, and that they think that that lends credibility to the idea that this was no planned hit, as you know, people are speculating, but that it was just something that happened in the line of duty, and that it's nothing more than a coincidence.
And back on the corruption trial of these seven officers in two cities that you mentioned, where exactly does that trial stand now?
That trial is tentatively scheduled for January, but we do expect, because the grand jury is continuing to investigate claims, that there could be additional charges, and that sometimes has the effect of pushing things back. So we're in a wait-and-see mode right now.
An on-duty detective in Baltimore murdered on the job, and now investigators are looking for connections to an ongoing corruption case in Baltimore and Philadelphia. Justin Fenton with the Baltimore Sun, thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More at Staples stores or staples.com/print and marketing. Staples, it's pro time. And Westbridge Dual Diagnosis Treatment Centers, aspiring to help men with co-occurring mental illness and substance use disorders with a family-centered integrated treatment approach. More at westbridge.org.